HIW Mobile.
4ZEW, this is Ben. Is that Dave Iron?
How you doing?
Pretty good. Things getting busy here at work. We have a go live at the beginning of December, so it's getting crazy.
Like a website or something?
Consulting for hospitals. On the Epic system, and my current client is in Florence, South Carolina, McLeod, and they are switching, doing a big bang switchover from all the other EMRs they have, consolidating everything into Epic December 3rd.
Sounds like some sleepless nights on the horizon sometime in December, huh?
Yeah, shouldn't be too bad, because my specialties are home health and hospice, which are really slow at night, unlike if I were doing inpatient or emergency department. But I have a lot of daytime hours, so that's going to be a lot of billable consulting hours, too.
And debug, and resolve, and repeat.
This will be a one-year implementation, which isn't bad for, like five hospitals, a couple hundred ambulatory clinics. It's a pretty big system they have down there.
You work from home, I guess, huh?
I have to go on site 1 week out of every month. But normally, I just work from home and my office downstairs.
Enjoy that. I did. I worked at Bank of America for the first 10 years, went back and forth to Charlotte every day. And then for the last 5 years, I did one week out of every month might have been more palatable, but I kind of liked it when they asked for volunteers to work from home. I was the first one to raise my hand. That was the last 5 years that I worked there. And then I worked full-time from home for Bank of Japan for 6 years after that, and that was really, really good. That's like 10 years, 11 years of straight working from home.
It's got to save you on some fuel costs. I believe you drove to Charlotte, you commuted to Charlotte from Taylor's or Greer?
Every single day. I had to fill up the gas tank every other day. It was 1,000 miles a week. I wore out a bunch of cars doing that, too.
I met a guy years and years and years ago. He was a traveling salesman, and he insisted on taking his own car everywhere he went so that he could get the mileage reimbursement. And he had this, it was a Mercedes. I don't know if it was one of his old 300Ds. But he was over 500,000 miles. And he had some deal with Mercedes that said if he gets that car to $1 million, they'll give him a brand new one. If they get to 1 million miles, they'll give him a new car in exchange for that one so that they could put that million-miler Mercedes into a museum.
Ever made it or not?
Never heard. This was early 2000s. So, I mean, If he did engine swaps and stuff like that, it still counted as towards the 1 million miles. So, it just had to be that car, that serial number, pretty much that frame and body.
Well, I was working on seeing how many miles I could get out of my old Pontiac. I had a Pontiac when I went to work for them in like 98 or something like this. And this was like 2001 when that Pontiac broke down on the way into work, and I was late for work, and I was late for a meeting, and my boss asked me what happened. I told him what happened, and he just looked at me and he said, "Fix that." So I came back home and went out and got a new car. So that problem would never happen again. My wife asked me, she said, "Why did you get a new car?" Like, when he said, "Fix that," and I said, "Because he pays me enough to fix that." And that's what he was implying, is I pay you good to fix that problem. I don't want that to be an excuse ever again.
Look at that situation again.
he was right. He was absolutely right. But I was also trying to get as many miles out of that car as I could, and I figured that was probably because of that, that was probably a bad goal to have.
Did you get out of it?
I think it was right at 100,000. It was like 98 or 99,000, almost 100,000, but not quite. And something to do with the engine is what broke. And there was some mechanics in Charlotte that got it going enough to get me back home. But they said it's probably not going to last very long, so you better do something else about it. And I decided, since I had that many miles on it, rather than continuing to pour money in it and not being as dependable as I should, I decided just to go get a new car.
Seems like 100,000 miles is like, for General Motors, that's what they designed for. I actually had two Pontiacs, two Fieras, that they were toys when I had them. But, yeah, 100,000 miles for General Motors, it seems to be just pretty standard.
My family is from Michigan, and I had uncles that worked up there. My dad worked up there, and they worked in the design. And my uncle was telling me one time that the cars built back in the 70s and 80s were built to wear out in 60,000 miles. And I got to thinking about that. And they did. Mine did leave me on the road many, many times at 60,000 or less or over, you know, right around there. And I decided, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to switch over to some other manufacturer, because it wasn't just General Motors that did that. They were all starting to do that. So I switched over and never had a breakdown on the side of the road again. Anyway, I'm at the post office. I got to get out. I'll be back in a little bit if you're still there. W4DJW.
On what comes up at work, is if I get a little downtime or not, I'll have the radio on and listening. But if things get hectic, I'll be switching off and diving into work. So I'll catch you later, I'm sure. KO4ZEW, I'll be clear.
DJW Mobile.